Every festive we wake up with the damn sparrows. But Nzala, no, she's up at 1 p.m. Kari, and we're like, but where you been though? Here opening pots like you cooked.
A combination meal, inspired by seven colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fired up.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, and here she is. What's happening, Goketso?
A lot is happening, actually.
What did you? I know that you're back to shooting. It's by you're back to shooting. Did you manage to get somewhat of a break?
I did manage to get 2 weeks off. Yay!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was awesome. I went home.
Nice. Whereabouts is that?
I'm from Gaborone, Botswana.
Dope.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We've got a guy on Cliff Central who's also from Botswana, O'Neill. I don't know he was on Big Brother Africa and O'Neill Madumo. I mean, he always just tells us how cool Botswana is. So were you born in Botswana?
Yes, I was.
Cool.
And I grew up there.
Dope. So When did you make this transition to Joburg?
Here's a story. I used to be on a government scholarship in Botswana, Monash. I was in Malaysia.
Wow.
Living the life, you know. And a few months into it, I was like, I'm really not feeling this. I want to study film. I want to act. I want to express myself. And so I took a leap and I canceled my scholarship.
Huh.
And I moved to South Africa and I went to AFDA.
Wow.
Yeah.
At AFDA, obviously, you got a degree, a Bachelor of Arts. And what is it that you specifically specialized in there?
I specialized in performance.
Cool.
Yes. But I also did writing.
Nice. Mm. So what was the journey like after that? Because flash forward now, massive primetime TV show. I've been with it for sort of over a year from what I understand.
Yes, I have.
Tell me about sort of getting to that point. Because, that's a very competitive space that you're operating in. And playing in.
Oh, wow. I wish somebody had told me that I was about to get into a very, very difficult profession. I just thought I was getting into this because I love it and I'm passionate and I'm going to have a lot of fun doing it. But I was taken by surprise when I wasn't getting work. I mean, it went on for 2 years where I wasn't getting work. I mean, when I graduated, I was able to book a show and I started off on a good note, it seemed. But for 2 years after that, nothing.
Huh.
Absolutely nothing.
And what's going through your mind when I would imagine you're going to casting after casting after casting. What is kind of going through your mind and what is it that you have to keep telling yourself to sort of push through it?
What is going through my mind when all of this is happening is, wow, I'm not good enough. You know, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not a good performer. I'm not good at what I do. What else could possibly go through your mind when you're not getting a job or getting booked for something? You know, I just had to constantly remind myself why I was in this, you know. Why my parents would put me through school for this is because they did believe in me and that I would make it. And so I did it for myself, but more so for my parents because, you know, they struggled to put me after. It's not cheap, you know, so.
And then what was the big sort of defining moment and break?
My big break was Isibaya. I mean, it's a flagship show and it was a turning point for me. It was a turning point for me.
Yeah.
It completely erased all doubts that I had about how good I am at what I do. You know, so that was really the turning point for me. Booking Isibaya and the day I found out and my scripts were being dropped off and I was ecstatic.
I'm sure. It must be so, so cool. So tell me about this character that that you play on the show.
I play a maid. I play this young, starry-eyed girl, a little bit like me when I first started this job, who has hopes for big dreams. And she finds herself working for the royal household as a housekeeper. And she knows everything about everybody. She knows all the secrets. She's a little bit nosy, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, when you sort of start out playing a character, you have to develop a bit of a reference. You have to try and sort of embody what that character is about. Does it kind of get easier when you get to play that person on a very regular basis? Because the nature of the sort of soapy beast is that you have to, you know, be that character every single day for long periods of time. And you really have to kind of live with it. So does it get easier to play, or is every day as challenging as the first?
A little bit of both, actually. It does get easier to play in that you're familiar with her lutsies, for lack of a better word. Mm. And, you know, all the things that make her unique and quirky. But at the same time, it does get a bit more difficult, depending on where the story is at the time and where she is. I mean, if it gets really emotional, then of course that in itself becomes a challenge. Mm. Yeah.
And what have been some of the really difficult emotional scenes that you've had to portray thus far?
Oh, wow. December, I had some scenes that I wish I could talk about now, but I can't because the episodes haven't aired yet, where something very, very traumatic happens.
Huh.
Very, very traumatic. And it leaves her questioning. What next?
Yeah. Difficult stuff. Hanging out with Koketso Moputing on Kelman on Cliff Central. More with her on the other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So tell me about this year that you spent in music video production. That sounds like that would be super, super exciting. What was it? What were you doing in that sphere?
What I was doing in that sphere was production management. And I worked for a really awesome guy that I went to film school with. And yeah, I used to manage his productions.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
What is it that makes a great music video?
What makes a great music video is the concept. That's the starting point, really. That's really where everything else will stem from.
This, yeah.
If you're going with story, it's the storyline. And if you're not going with story, it's the general idea.
And some of the really, really cool music videos that you worked on in that space and time?
Oh, wow. I worked on this beautiful video called Ajibota. It wasn't for a big artist. It was for a really, really unknown Nigerian artist, and we had this amazing production designer. It was just beautiful. It was artistic in every sense, and we didn't go for the typical models that you'll go for. We went for, you know, small, large, tall, short, all sorts of wild characters that we selected.
Cool.
It's funny how the lesser known artists are always willing to take a risk artistically and not expect your private jets and, you know,
the stuff you usually see. Yeah. So tell me about 2017 and kind of what you really, really want to get out of the year ahead now, because now we're kind of 11 days into a brand new year.
Yes. 2017 was a really tough year for me. It was a really, really tough year for me where I was debating, you know, what next after the show? I've been given a platform, which is Isibaya. But after this, what else can I possibly do outside of Isibaya?
Mm.
And so that was really a year of really questioning what else I can do. But it was a tough year for me because I didn't get work outside of Isibaya, except maybe for a few public speaking engagements.
Mm.
2018, it seems there's a lot that might happen in 2018. So 27 was really preparation for what's to come.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty full on though, that kind of show, right? I mean, you're there every single day, a lot of the time, you know, long hours.
I think that's the general misconception. And that might be why people are afraid to take a risk with me, because they think I'm a soapy actor and that's all I can do. And that's all I do with my time. I'm here now, am I not?
Yes, you are.
I'm not a principal cast member.
Mm.
I'm still very much a feature. I'm a core actor. I go there as and when I'm needed. And in my free time, there's other things that I do, other things that I'm interested in doing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And the parents, they must be super proud of how everything's turning out, right? I mean, it was a bit touch and go there for those 2 years, but what do they think of everything?
They're more stoked than I am, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been so cool having you in and getting to know you a little bit more. And I know that you're super active on social media. So how do we connect with you online every day?
Instagram and Twitter.
Cool. What are the handles?
At Koketsomuputing without the G on Twitter. Koketsomuputing, my full name. And same for Facebook. So Koketsomuputing, my name and surname, no space.
Fantastic. Well, Koketso, thank you so much for stopping by. It's been really great getting to know you a little bit further, and we're excited to see what the year ahead holds.
Thank you so much for having me, Ari.
This is CliffCentral.com.